You're on. You're good. No, shut it. Just the button.
Oh.
You're good.
Okay. Everybody hear me?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. At this time, you'll notice some empty seats at the table. We technically, at this point, do not have a quorum to open the meeting, but we're going to push forward and do student recognition at this time, so not everybody's not sitting here for nothing. All right?
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Mrs. Barnes? Mr. Bauer? Mr. Campbell? Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. DePalma? Mr. Forrester?
Here.
Mr. Fury? Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Shelton? Mrs. Verdi?
Present.
Mr. Walsh? Mrs. Walsh?
Here.
Joyce Pegler?
Here.
Rise for a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. Mrs. Walsh and I are going to distribute the certificates to the students, and we have wonderful honors this evening. And as I call the student's name, could you please come up to the microphone, and we will give you your certificate. And we thank the parents so much for coming out and celebrating the success of the little ones for the rest of the public. These are youngsters. We have 32 of them. I don't believe they're all here, but some of them might have come in the last few minutes. They received a perfect score, some of them in both science and mathematics, some of them just in science or math. But that's no small feat, ladies and gentlemen, to get a perfect score on last year's New Jersey ACE test. So prior to me distributing them, could we have a round of applause for them? Testing. Okay. I don't think you need. Anyway, what we would like to do is first, when we announce the children, could you please stand and remain standing here, because the newspaper is here this evening, and you're going in the Coast Star. Is that correct, Amanda? Yes? Yes. So how about that? Happy Thanksgiving. You're all going to be in the Coast Star. Okay. First of all, we have Michael Brennan, perfect score in mathematics and science. Michael? Catherine Bardsley, perfect score again in mathematics and science. Is Catherine here? Okay, here we go. Perfect score, these are the students in science, New Jersey S. Kyle Benjamin. Christopher DePiro. Is Christopher here? No. Okay. Clark Ellicott. Catherine Dingler. Congratulations. Eileen Duffy. Jack Hamilton. Tyler Hashimi. Daniel Hippie. Megan Lisk. Ryan Minervini. Mackenzie Ramir. Group are students who have received a perfect score in mathematics on the New Jersey S. Nicholas Benjamin. Lucas Brown. Yes. Rebecca Clefai. Matthew Forcillo. Jonathan Furson. Congratulations. Matthew Tantillo.
Great job. Thank you.
Joseph Attardo. Ethan Thompson.
Congratulations.
Spencer Bauer. Alec Wells.
Congratulations.
It's like the price is right. Come on down, right? Dean Damon. Grayson Devine. Ryan O'Keefe. Rachel Wall. Michael Walsh. Edward Dingler. And last but not least, Jake Edwards. Where are you? I just want to give a special thank you out there to the teachers at Manasquan Elementary School. It's not an easy feat going and jumping through hoops for all the testing that's done in the State Department each year. I know what the teachers go through, and I know the children and the parents, how overwhelmed at times we come back to you to say there's another test, but we're following state mandates. And this is just a huge, huge opportunity to express, because I've been here only for a few months, the great job the teachers are doing in this district. I'm trying to get into as many classrooms as I can. And I want to thank Mrs. Graziano and Mr. Kirk for their job. Great job. And the staff at the Manasquan Elementary School. And I'll get to the high school in a couple minutes. But I just don't think they get the credit sometimes they deserve. So thank you again. Okay, now, pictures. Okay. On the stage, you're in charge. You do it. Whatever you want. On the stage. Okay. Thank you, boys and girls.
Good job, guys.
Good job, good job. Lady Pineapple, fabulous. McKenzie. Daniel Hippie, excellent. Jack.
Before everyone leaves, I just need a couple more minutes for a few more student awards.
Okay.
We have to make a decision.
We have at the elementary school a new student of the month we initiated this year. And the October Student of the Month, Jenna Stanley.
I'm hoping they will.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Okay, wait for the high school.
And then coming up to the high school, it was new to me, and I mentioned this last month. I attended the Rotary Breakfast, and it's a monthly activity that we have here in Manasquan and is sponsored by the Spring Lake Brielle Rotary. So we had a breakfast with Mr. Coppola this morning and four students of the month and their parents. And it's just a great opportunity to sit down and hear so many wonderful things that the kids are doing. And Mr. Coppola would read an activity sheet. But more importantly, not only are they great students, it's what they're doing for their community. So you should be real proud. The Freshman October Student of the Month, Madison Harkness. October Sophomore Student of the Month, Madeline Monaco. October Junior Student of the Month, Eric Zenis. And before I mention the Senior Student of the Month, and this is something unique to Manasquan, the way we select our Teacher of the Month is that the Senior of the Month recommends a Teacher of the Month. So this morning, Amy Conover, where are you? She was as effervescent this morning as she is now. And not to steal Amy's thunder, but she spoke on behalf of a teacher who will be here next month to be recognized, and that's a math teacher and also our supervisor of math and business, and that's Mr. Craig Muren. So he attended the breakfast. So So Amy's speech was about how wonderful her 4 years have been here at Manasquan High School, but mainly she wants to go into education, and she spoke about that and how Mr. Murin and the teachers here at Manasquan High School have inspired her to take that track. So Amy, lots of luck in college and good luck to you. And on the board agenda, we have Mrs. Sharon Harlock, who could not make it tonight. She has a function with her child. But she was our September Teacher of the Month, and she was recognized by Christina D. Ubaldi. And Christina was here last month, and she said so many nice things about her teacher. So again, we should celebrate success. We're up to the high school, so boys and girls, when you come to the middle school, 7th and 8th grade, and come up to the high school, I'm sure you're going to be up here as one of the students of the month and doing great things for Manasquan. So thank you very much for your attention. Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
We have Linda now, so now he's six. Yes. Right, because there's only one, unless we want to be the big kahuna, the grand poopah. Right now. You're a voice of reason, Michael.
But we do have a quorum.
We have a quorum, yes. We have a quorum for Manasquan High School. We need seven for the high school.
What are we waiting for?
So basically, we're going to do this. Nomination for the chair of the board. Yeah, and then the vote will be on just that person.
She can. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you can actually use the same one if you want to do a different color, just put it here on the side.
Do the call to order?
Yeah. All right, I'd like to call this meeting back to order. As a president pro tem, I would like to ask the board to actually nominate someone to be the chair of the rest of the meeting.
I'd like to nominate Mrs. Pat Walsh.
All Are there any other nominations? All right, please call the roll.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. De Palma?
Here.
Is it yes or no?
Yeah, this is a vote on the person to chair the rest of the meeting.
Yes.
Okay, Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
No.
And Mrs. Walsh?
Yes. Just so everyone is aware, the reason we're doing this procedure tonight is because the president and the vice president of the board are not here, and pursuant to board bylaw 0164, the remaining members of the board have to pick a temporary president for tonight to conduct business. Thank you.
Please let the minutes reflect that Mrs. De Palma has joined the board. Mission statement. Manasquan School District's mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within the community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and, in many cases, by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then referred to the appropriate board committee. The members of the board committee work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that the members fully understand the matter. When the committee is satisfied with the matter, it is presented to the Board of Education for discussion before any final action is taken. Only then is it placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. We have a motion to recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the regular open business meeting and closed executive session of October 17, 2013, special meeting of October 29, 2013, special action meeting and closed executive session of November 4, 2013. Closed session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in a closed session no longer exist. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Verdi, seconded by Mr. Pellegrino. Thank you. Mrs. Preet, would you please do the superintendent's report?
Sure. I would like approval and recommend approval for the enrollment, attendance, and the HIB report, which is the harassment, intimidation, bullying, please. Okay, hold on. We need roll call.
Okay. Can we have a roll call vote, please, on the acceptance of the minutes?
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes, but abstain as the
report. Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Abstain to October 17th. Unfortunately, I was unable to open the PDF file on our web server. Yes to the 29th, and November 4th is abstained because I was not there.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes, for October 17th and November 4th. I was not present at October 29th, so I will abstain from that.
Okay.
Again, superintendent's report, approval for enrollment, attendance, fire drill reports, suspension tardy reports, and the HIP report, please.
Has everyone had a chance to review these reports? We have a motion for approval.
So moved.
And a second? Moved by Mr. Pellegrino, seconded by Mr. Clayton. May we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes. Joyce, can we have your report?
Sure.
Okay.
So tomorrow's our homecoming dance, which then kicks off our homecoming week, which is next week. So we're getting ready for the pep rally activities, which is going to be on Wednesday. So we have the hallway and the float decorating. That happened on Wednesday along with the bonfire after. The pep rally is also on Wednesday with Powder Puff. And then we're doing Penny Wars. So we had teachers volunteer and we put out jars in the cafeteria, and whatever teacher gets the most amount of money gets a pie in the face during the pep rally. We're picking a winner for our t-shirt design contest, and that t-shirt design will then become the design for the fan section t-shirt. Mrs. Melillo, who's an RN and aromatherapist, came in to talk to the kids of the Health Careers Club and the people in those classes, and now, inspired by her, they're holding a workshop to make your own aromatherapy scrubs. And then we are working towards a student-teacher basketball game fundraiser where the students and staff would play each other.
That's great. Thank you, Joyce. Board committee reports. The personnel committee met on November 13th, and we viewed a number of items that are on our agenda this evening for action. We also talked a little bit about the policy of when someone can be approved by the board and actually come to work. There are several requirements in the state, including fingerprinting, and sometimes volunteers or coaches need substitute teacher certification. And what we've gone back and forth with this for a few years. So the personnel committee asked to have the policy committee draw policy up. Many times we will have an individual come to volunteer who has submitted their fingerprints, but we don't have the report back yet from the state. And what could happen is we could meet today and not be able to take any action, which would mean that the individual would not be able to begin working with the students until the following board meeting. But the report from the state could come in tomorrow. So what we have asked is to add a policy that will allow us to approve someone pending their criminal background check, so that if that situation were to happen, say I wanted to volunteer to coach basketball, which you never really want to have happen because I don't know anything about basketball, but I could submit my fingerprints and they might not come in till tomorrow. So instead of being able to begin to work with the team when they begin, I would have to wait in a complete additional month. But if the board is able to approve it pending criminal background, if my prints were to come in the following day, I could start immediately. So that's what that's about. And you'll see a little bit more about that going forward. Mr. Clayton, Finance Committee?
Yes. We have under old business, there were several items. The demographic report, which we expect the final report sometime within the next month or so, and we'll be making final payment on that once we receive it. The next item was the salary guides were approved by the MEA and the board, and the planned payment is for the end of this month. We also had several RFPs that we were, you know, looking at. One of them was an RFP for custodial and grounds. After some discussion, we decided to delay any action on that until we have the new board reorganized. So that'll be something we'll take up again next year. We also had an RFP for our banking services, which Mr. Correa, our business administrator, contacted Wells Fargo, and, you know, looking at ways to save money.
again, I want to thank him. He was able to negotiate where moving forward, we'll be saving almost $1,000 a month with our banking fees. So there's, in view of that, we're going to, you know, stick with them for, you know, till next year anyway. We also had an RFP for a health insurance broker. There is some discussion, was some discussion on that that we had. Mr. Correa is going to contact our current rep, and we're going to meet with him again. We're going to discuss, you know, ways, you know, basically we're going to ask him if we can negotiate his commission and see if moving forward, if there's any ways we can identify to save money there. The audit for fiscal year 2013, the draft has been done. The board will be getting, I guess, the final document soon, and we'll be voting on that next December. Well, next meeting in December. The other item was the ROD grants. We should be hearing back from the state, I think, with the first 2 weeks in December, the status on that. And that's it for the business. There are several agenda, new business items that are on the agenda, and you'll see them on their screen.
Thank you, Mr. Correa. Mr. Correa, could you please do the buildings and ground report?
Sure. All right, the Buildings and Grounds Committee met on November 19th, and there were matters of old business as well as new business, and I'm just going to highlight you know, some of these issues. The first item under old business that I want to highlight is the ROD grant applications. The district submitted actually 11 applications for various capital projects. And we're awaiting, we should know by the middle of December whether or not we've been approved. These ROD grant applications provide 40% state aid for the 11 capital projects that we applied for. Another item under old business that we talked about were the tennis courts. They were clean this year, but there's a need next year to resurface them. And we will be sharing the cost with the town. They have, they will be doing that. The total cost is $23,000, of which we'll share the entire cost with the town. Under new business, we talked about a few things. New Jersey Cares, which is a nonprofit organization, has been in the district. They were in the district last month to do some work inside the elementary school. They will be coming on December 7th and actually furnishing and installing new playground equipment. And there's various other works that they're going to be doing and providing the district free of charge. Under new business, we had a presentation by Tim Clayton, who's the school resource officer. He made a presentation for an upgrade to the security system, which will consist of a new two-way radio system, 10 portable radios for now, along with a repeater and antenna. And we're going to see how this works. It'll definitely be an improvement to what we have now. And Mr. Clayton and the administration have been in constant contact with the Manasquan Police Department throughout the upgrade process and have a very good working relationship with them. There is one item on the agenda that has to do with buildings and grounds, and that's the disposition of surplus cafeteria tables. The district purchased new cafeteria tables last month, and we have 17 old cafeteria tables that need to be disposed of. They're just taking up space at the elementary school, and that's on the agenda for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Pellegrino, Athletics and Public Relations.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh. The Athletic Community Relations Committee met on October 29th. The reason for the early meeting was to consider the recommendation of the athletic director for the hockey coach position. This year, the NJSIA allowed hockey and a couple of the winter sports Hockey, bowling, and swimming had an early start date, and since we had a vacancy in the hockey coach position, we had to get a recommendation in and get the hockey coach hired so that he'd be fingerprinted and fully hired and ready to start practice on before November 11th. So we met early, and the hockey coach was recommended, and subsequently we had a special board meeting on Monday, November 4th, and the hockey coach was hired. His name is Todd Wagenbach, and we wish him the best of luck. Also at that meeting, old business, there is it also overlaps with policy, but there's a new AED policy going into effect in September of 2014. People should be aware that we're required to have an AED at all the places where we have our athletes participating, at all our home matches and home events. An AED must be on site. So we are in the process of making sure that we're going to be compliant in September 2014. So we looked into that. And just as an aside, in the upcoming week, obviously there's a state game here on Saturday against Elsie. And next week, I think everybody knows that we have a game next Thursday. There will be tickets available in the board office starting this Friday. They'll be available from 9 to 3 Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, they'll be available from 9 to 12. The game's at Wall Township. And with parking being at a premium wall, Wall Township advises people to take advantage of the free parking shuttles, which are available. You can park at the Circle Factory Outlets or Wall Intermediate School. The shuttles will run from 8:45 a.m. up until game time. There'll be no parking on the streets adjacent to Wall High School. So if you want a free shuttle, you can use that. And in the community relations part of the committee, in keeping in line with the student of the month, the Manasquan Elks also has a program now called the Elks Teenager of the Month. And the Coast Star was happy enough to report today, actually, that Ryan Kennedy, who's a Manasquan senior, was this month's Manasquan Elks Teenager of the Month. And in closing, you don't hear this very often from this table, but I think I could speak for the entire board when I say, go Squan, beat Wall.
Thank you, Mr. Pellegrino. Ms. LaPrete, Policy Committee?
Sure. The Policy Committee met and we reviewed a policy which is already on the books, but we're just updating two sections or two sentences of the policy. And the policy is 5600 Pupil Discipline Code of Conduct. And the verbiage had school authorities and not definitive of who was included in that. So there was a strike out of school authorities to add the building principal in consultation with the superintendent and board attorney also have the right to impose a consequence on a pupil for conduct away from school grounds, including on a school bus or at a school-sponsored function. The same verbiage is as is. It's just as far as the authorities. And then when we looked at the policy, and I guess I'm dating myself, way back on page 12 of 21, it said, brings or possesses remote paging devices, cell phones, unauthorized, and we changed it to electronic devices to include all. So policy and regulation need two readings, and tonight we have on the agenda to approve regulation and policy reading one of both. Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. DePalma, Education and Technology?
At the meeting, we discussed. Sorry about that. Student growth objectives. The department supervisor had reviewed student growth objectives, and they had two additional professional days. Staff had been working diligently in completing their SGOs, and the presenter who provided the workshop said our district is far ahead of many other districts and commended the staff and administration. Mr. Coppola also updated us on the Bring Your Own Device, which allows students to bring their own device into the classroom, and told us about different ways the staff is working with the students in the classroom. Mobile Technology Committee update. Mr. Place gave a presentation by saying that we are moving forward in a deliberate way, and since last month, the committee met on October 16th, 30th, and November 14th. Mr. Place discussed the goals to be accomplished, professional development, and follow the process are keys to success. The rollout plan is to move forward with a device in the spring. The device will remain in the building, and a pilot program will be implemented. We have met with Microsoft, Intel, and will be meeting with Verizon and Dell November 21st, which was today. Sending District Technology Articulation Meeting Update. Mr. Place was really enthusiastic and received numerous compliments from the Sending District Technology representatives. Current and future technology initiatives were discussed, and it was recommended that the committee meet quarterly. He also discussed the mobile app for the district. He's exploring the idea of mobile app development for district communication and public relations. We also spoke about Manasquan High School and Elementary School 2014-2015 budget staffing. Mr. Coppola and Mrs. Graziano discussed their budget requests, and all requests will need to go through finance. And the other thing we talked about was Catalyst Prep. It's an SAT two-day boot camp. Mr. Coppola is investigating a Saturday summer pilot prep class at a cost of $165 to supplement our current SAT program. And our next meeting will be December 11th at 6:30.
Thank you very much, Mrs. DePalma. We've now come to the portion of our agenda where the public is invited to comment on the agenda. I will tell you that because we do not have a full quorum, we will not be able to act on any Manasquan High School Sending District items on the agenda. You are certainly welcome to address them, but we will not be taking action as we do not have a quorum at this time. So time may be allotted for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their name, address, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Is there anyone that would like to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the Manasquan items. I would like to move general items 12 through 16. We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes. I'd like to move items 17 through 20. We have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pellegrino? Roll call, please.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes. Items 21 through 25, please.
Second.
We have a roll call, please.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes. And finally, item number 26, the Secretary's report.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Clayton. Roll call, please.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Tom.
Are we going to be able to reconvene to some of this stuff? Is some of this stuff going to be able to wait?
Mr. Pellegrino is asking if we will be having a special meeting since there are many appointments on this agenda that we are not able to address this evening.
If the items can't wait, then you will have to have a special meeting.
So I'll have Mrs. Lapreet survey the board and find a meeting, what time when we can all be present again to take action on those items.
Before December.
Thank you.
It'll be before December 19th. But it will not be on Thursday.
I was going to say, better not be.
Or Wednesday.
Or Wednesday. Again, I would open the agenda to anyone on the audience that would like to address the board.
Hi, Dick Meinke, 36 North McClellan, representing the Manasquan Taxpayer Association and the Manasquan Concerned Taxpayers. In the past few months at the board meetings, and also with a lot of discussions in town, there was a lot of talk about the athletic complex. I think that the results of the election that we just had were the main advocates for the proposed athletic complex. President Bauer and Vice President Shelton were defeated. I think the town is trying to tell the Board of Education that they are not in favor of what was proposed at this time. One of the reasons we're not in favor is because there was not a detailed estimate given to us, even though Mr. Bauer received a detailed estimate in January, and that detailed estimate was almost $4 million. I think what the town is trying to say is if we're going to commit that much money, because I don't believe the sending districts will be contributing anything, the town is trying to say that we would like to have a good proposal and a detailed estimate on what is proposed, how much it will cost, and where the funding for this will come from. In line with this, I think it would not be prudent to take down the bleachers or to put in the retaining wall. Because if you took down the bleachers, there was a cost estimate that they're almost $400,000, and it would be a waste of money if the proposal for the new athletic complex was more in line with re-turfing the field where it is. And if you did that, you would not need the, there would be no need to remove the bleachers, nor there would be a need for the retaining wall. So one of the things I would like you to consider tonight is whether or not you could pass a motion to rescind the $250,000 approval for a retaining wall and the $2.5 million for the new athletic complex. And if, and also to come up and tell us that you're not going to remove the bleachers until we know what's going to happen. And if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. And I think the results of the election said that that's what the Manasquan Towns people would like to have happen.
Thank you, Mr. Meinke. Unfortunately, we do not have a quorum this evening, and we cannot take any votes.
Right.
I apologize to all of you for that. This was an unexpected shortage of attendees.
Right. Okay, but thank you. And if you have any committee meetings up to that, you know, in the future, could you please consider the request not to take down the bleachers and not to do the retaining wall?
Yeah, Mrs. Lapreet can address that as well.
You can present your concerns, sir, at the special meeting that is anticipated to be held regarding the Manasquan and Sending District.
I
don't know that.
He said that when we're planning on our special meeting, if I can get something coordinated, maybe the first week of December, you can revisit. And
okay.
We have minutes, so
okay.
You can come. I know you'll be here, and you could
right.
say the same thing. As far as the bleachers, I mentioned last month, and they are on record, that the bleachers are going nowhere. Bleachers are going
Excellent.
Nowhere until the state tells us, and we have not. And I've received phone calls. We have not received any correspondence, Mr. Carrera or myself. So, and it is what, that's what it is.
Excellent.
So, and I said, you know, if we're not even thinking it until we win the state championship, and that's after the first week of December.
Okay.
So, but truly, it's, I was always told once the state gives us a go, hold, no, then we come back and we discuss it. But the bleachers are staying where they are.
Very good, and thank
okay.
you very
and
much.
And I'm on record for that.
For that reassurance that'll happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Dick.
Michelle Salah, 44 Parker Avenue. I have a question with the flow of information with regard to the field project. I sent a correspondence to the board that I had between Mr. Passman and myself, and it was clear that the state already made the determination that phase two of this project, which is the actual field build, cannot be done in the spring. It has to be done in the next budget cycle. I sent that to you yesterday. I just would like to know if the whole board is made aware, or was this just going through the board leadership? Did all of you know that that determination had been made? And I think when you're making your decisions, you know, that may factor into some of the decisions you're making if you don't have it. So is that information, how is the information, I guess, disseminated from the state to the rest of the board? Is it just through the board leadership, or does the board as a whole, are they privy to that information?
I believe the board received that email of correspondence. Was that the one
we
most recently?
Email, but
you're with Mr. You mean all of it?
Well, there's a disconnect apparently from what the state is telling the board and what the board is telling the public. You know, we've repeatedly asked, and I'm not, I think I know where the problem of information is, and they're absent tonight. But, you know, we've repeatedly asked, you know, the timeline for this project. It's on the district website that you're starting phase two in the spring. Now, Joe Passman said the state has told the board previously that they cannot. So I guess my concern is, you know, I don't know if you're making decisions in the dark, and I certainly believe that the public is entitled to the information that the district is getting. This is a large amount of money. We've expressed concerns, again, about how it's going to be financed and funded. And, you know, we're not getting the same answers unless I write 19 emails to the state and then share them with you and hope that you're all reading them, because apparently you're not getting it from your board leadership. So it's a concern. So I know that there was a letter from Mr. Corso that explained that the project is on hold until, you know, you receive the official word. That wasn't shared with the public. Wasn't shared in any committee reports. And I'm not blaming you at all, Mrs. LaPrete. I think I know, again, the people that are not here, I think that speaks volumes. But going forward, this board is going to have to decide what they're going to do. We need a field improvement. We know that. And I'm just concerned with the stem of information of how it actually gets to all of you so that you can make the decisions. And I'm a little peeved that we don't get it either. So, okay. And I guess my next one, I'll direct it to you, Mrs. Walsh, but I think it's more for Mr. Pellegrino, Mrs. DePalma, as the community relations chair and co-chair. And this one's hard for me. I'm going to try to not be angry, but the district website and the nonsense that was published after the October 29th meeting has no business being up there. I think there's certain people on this board that have used their positions to and abused their positions to put documents to get back at members of the public. My complaint is up there. I'm proud of it. I actually wish you could take the Warrior Complex picture down and put my complaint there. I'm proud of that. But I wasn't very happy that my phone numbers appeared on the district website. People have come in and asked you to remove letters. You didn't remove the letters. You blacked out the names. I don't know what it takes for the rest of you to stand up and say something when something is wrong, and that's wrong. I'd like to ask you, Mr. Pellegrino, as a chair, did you see those documents before they went up? Did you see all of those 99 pages and all those attachments before it went up?
Did I see all the documents? No.
Okay. Who gave the direction to put it up? Did that come from you, Mrs. LaPrete, or did that come from the board leadership?
Are you still asking me a question or no?
I'm going to them.
Okay.
I know you didn't direct it.
Okay.
Correct? You didn't direct to put it up. It's not your direction.
No. To answer your question directly, no, I did not. And when you contacted me and asked that your name and phone number and information be removed.
My name and address. Were
I'm sorry.
I my phone number.
Your information,
right.
Other than your name. Correct. I spoke to the vice president and the president and expressed to them that you wanted your name removed, and that decision was left to them.
But I guess what I'm saying is they don't run the board.
I understand that.
You guys are a unit, and if any of you think that this is okay, I don't know what world we live in. You know, you had the Caboo family come here earlier and make mention at a previous meeting about their father's letter, and then you stick it on the website. And not only do you not remove it, you black out the name. So just because those two talking heads say it's okay, when do the rest of you stand up and say enough is enough? I mean, rather than just sit by and watch it, it's a train wreck. It's not right. And I would ask that you go back tomorrow and talk to them and tell them it should be taken down. Please leave my complaint. I love it. I stand by it. I think it's right. But the rest of it should be removed.
Thank you. Pat, if I may, I just want to be on record. And Ms. LaPrete, you know that I sent an email immediately after that whole debacle, and I even questioned, whose idea was this? I know Mr. Pellegrino and I that same evening, Ms. LaPrete and I, Mrs. Walsh and Mr. Walsh, were all in communication saying, who thought this was a good idea. So I just want you to know internally, Michelle, that I complete opposition to that nonsense.
One other thing, probably most important thing. I want to thank you for your service, because I think your being here tonight speaks volumes. And having worked with you, I know what a great board member you are. So thanks, Catherine Verde.
Thanks. Pat, over here. I didn't get any of those. I didn't know any, like, I didn't get any information about it. So
right.
I know
Mrs.
Verde said that she was in communication with other members of the board, but I guess certain ones were left out. I didn't get any of that.
Yeah.
So just wanted to put that on the record.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to address the board at this time? Is there any old business or new business to come before this board? We will not be going into closed session tonight. So if we could have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved by Mr. Pellegrino, seconded by Mrs. Verde. Roll call.
Mr. Clayton? Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Verde?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
And thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry we were not able to complete the agenda. We will be holding a special meeting, and that will be posted on the website.